In August 2020, 11-year-old Estela Juarez electrified the Democratic National Convention with the video of her letter to then-President Donald Trump protesting the administration's immigration policy and one of its results, the deportation of her mother, Alejandra, to Mexico.
Now my mom is gone and she's been taken from us for no reason at all. Every day that passes, you deport more moms and dads and take them away from kids like me.
Now 13, Estela is telling the story of her mother and the power of speaking up in a new picture book for kids, Until Someone Listens. It's also been published in a Spanish language version, Hasta que alguien me escuche. And she joins us now to talk about it. Estela, welcome. So good to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you begin by telling the story of your family and how you all live together in a house full of love. And you say you were like a colibri, a hummingbird. Can you tell us a little more what it was like for you growing up?
Well, I had a great childhood and I was oblivious to the fact that my mother could be deported until I was about 8 years old, but I always got compared to a colibri because I'm very energetic and I talk a lot.
Your mom came from Mexico and she went to high school, worked as a nanny here, met and married your father, who was a United States Marine, and then they had two children, you and your sister. But when you were four, you say a man came to your house and said your mother had to leave. That must have been really scary for you.
Yeah, when I was 4 years old, a man from the government knocked on our door and tried to get my mother to, I guess, come with them and leave. But due to the laws that Obama had installed, she didn't end up leaving, thank God. But it was a very scary moment for me, and I'm happy that that's over.
And for years, your parents tried to figure out how your mother could stay in the country. And when you were eight, as you mentioned, she was deported. And you say in the book, you were like a gloomy cloud that sits and stays. I found that really powerful. Did you ever think that she might not be able to come back?
There were definitely some moments where I was unsure if she would ever come back. But in my heart, I knew that I would do anything that I could to bring her back. And that's why I kept working and brainstorming to try to find ways for her to be able to be reunited with her family. And I think my hard work paid off because here she is with us right now.
It's amazing. And we want to get to all this work that you did. But I just have to ask you quickly, because I read this book with my own children and I couldn't help but imagine what your mom must have gone through having to leave you and your sister. And it made me really think, I can't imagine someone taking me away from my children. Have you talked to your mom about how she felt?
I try to talk to her as often as I can, but I'm sure some moments are very hard for her to talk about. But I think the biggest part that hurt her was seeing how my sister grew up and graduated high school and her not being there for those important moments.
Okay, so let's get to all this work that you did to try and get your mom, as you say, to be right there with you. So first you started writing letters. You were eight, right? What gave you that idea?
Well, when I saw my whole family sitting down and brainstorming and just writing letters and doing everything they could to be able to have my mom stay here, that kind of gave me the idea to help them. But not only did I write to governors like they did, but I also started writing to the president.
And you also made a video of your letter to President Trump, and it was shown at the Democratic National Convention. We just heard a clip of that. Did you realize what a big deal it was, where your voice was now being heard and how many people would see you speak?
Well, to be honest, I didn't know how big the National Democratic Convention was until I was actually on it. And I realized, wow, a lot of people are going to see me. So that was the point that I kind of realized that my voice had been heard.
There's an image on the front of your book, and it's a little you facing down a whole bunch of microphones. And I have to say, it looks super scary to me. Did it ever feel that way to you?
In the beginning, it definitely did. But I pushed through all that anxiety, and I knew that what I was doing was, in the long run, was going to help my mom, you know, with her immigration status. And I'm very happy that I pushed through that.
So your book was published in both English and Spanish. Could you just read a little of one of the Spanish language version pages for us?
Of course. Mi mamá se enamoró de alguien que había luchado para el país del que ahora formaba parte. Él era un marín de los Estados Unidos. Al año de casarse llegó mi hermana. Yo nací 8 años después. Como un pequeño y curioso colibrí, yo revoltaba sin cesar y a veces como familia volábamos juntos.
I mean, that's a lovely description of your family and how you came to be in it. Why was it so important for you to write this book in two languages, in English and Spanish?
Well, for me, I really wanted to get the chance to inspire people who didn't get the opportunity to learn English, and for my family who is in Mexico who doesn't know English, and I really wanted them to look at this book and be proud of me and just see all the progress and work I had put into this book.
Yeah, and you went to live with your mom in Mexico. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I soon realized after she left that I could just not live without her at such a young age. So I lived with her for almost 2 years until COVID-19 hit and I was sent back.
So there are a lot of kids who wouldn't think to do what you did and write letters and speak up, yet they also might have a parent who was deported, sent out of the country. What advice would you give to other kids in your situation?
I would say that I know it's really difficult and scary to share your voice with the world like that, but I promise that nothing great comes out of staying silent. So for me, what really helped me was just knowing how much of an impact this could make in the future and just to keep working at it.
Yeah, and some kids might even feel kind of a bit ashamed, like maybe their mom did something wrong because, you know, she did come to the United States without papers. But I feel like you tell us a different side of that story. You don't seem ashamed at all. Tell us how you understand what your mom did when she came here without the proper papers to enter the United States.
I would say that there's nothing illegal or wrong about coming to a different country to potentially make a better life for your future family and for fleeing for your safety. And for me, I'm glad that my mom did come here, even though it caused so much heartache, because now I have the privilege to be born in the United States, and she did raise a beautiful family, and I'm very proud of my mom because she is an extremely strong woman.
Tell us more about your mom, because as you said, she's now back with you from Mexico, but we're not sure for how long, right? Or did she manage to get some permanent status?
Well, she entered through something called the humanitarian parole, and unfortunately, her status isn't permanent. It's temporary, and we have to renew it every year. And for this year in May, they either make a decision where she's allowed to stay for one more year or that she has to return.
How does that make you feel? That sounds pretty scary.
Well, I try to enjoy the moments that I have with her now, but it is hard for my family to be in a constant state of anxiety and not being able to know how the future is going to go, because you don't even know what country you're going to be in. And I think that's something no family should have to go through.
Estela, what do you want people to take from your book?
Well, I want them to be inspired and to know how much the broken immigration laws hurt family, and that no matter how old you are, that even at a young age, you can change the world.
I have to say, you are absolutely doing that. And I've read that you want to be an immigration lawyer and run for Congress when you grow up. Is that right?
I hope to become an immigration lawyer in the future to not only continue to help other families like mine, but to make another impact in the world and to change those broken immigration laws.
And what do you dream for your mom, Estela? What would you love for your mom to be able to do in the future?
Well, I know my mom is a person with big dreams and so much potential, and I hope that she can have a permanent immigration status because she has an extremely valuable personality. And I really think that if she was given the opportunities to, she could also change the world.
Like mother, like daughter, huh?
Yes.
Estela Juarez's book is called Until Someone Listens, or in Español, Hasta que Alguien Me Escuche. Estela, thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.